Good morning, Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, my name's Mark Thompson, and I work and run the print shop plant here.
There we go. Now, you didn't film with us in the studio.
No.
So you've been a guest to the studio, but never on the show before.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting, because I was like, no, we've done this before, haven't we? And you're like, No.
It was stole the show.
Oh, dude.
And it was also 35 degrees.
It was so hot that day, and that studio is so
yeah.
warm.
Yeah.
Now, you've been back to Fort McMurray a few times, though.
Yeah, I've been to Fort Mac more than any city in Alberta other than Edmonton.
Yeah, so tell us about your history with the community. Because you used to work in the trades.
Yeah, 2009. Let me look at you or the camera.
You can look anywhere you want, okay, man.
Yeah, in 2009, I did my first stint because I'm an iron worker. And I wanted to see the infamous Fort McMurray. And when I got there, it was like kind of like really nice.
Yeah.
And I was like, but I thought it was going to be full of, you know, degenerates and stuff. And the 7-Eleven was a little crazy, but everything else was like really nice. The Athabasca Valley is beautiful. And I was kind of like let down because it was actually just a really nice town. And I was like, and then since I've been back, even Tuke, who is from Calgary, she even said after we did our thing with From Scratch, she was like, wow, Fort Mac's like really beautiful, like downtown especially.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were planning to go back for Canada Day, and she was actually looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, because it's actually a really nice town. It's very wild.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything outside of Fort Mac is just like no man's land.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and oil.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, it's cool that you like it so much when you come up. And you get to, it was interesting. The first time I met with you, you had like the oil and gas backing, that's why you were there, and then you came back and you got to spend a little bit more time within the community and be like, oh, this is this is cool. So it's a beautiful town. I love it, and it's one of those things where we do get a bad rap outside of the community, but as soon as you take a second to come inside, you're just like, oh.
Well, back in the boom days, it was just like nobody knew what they were really talking about. They're like, yeah, I'm here for like to make tons of money and then leave.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't actually get to see Fort Mac because they go to camps.
That's right.
But I'm Albertan. Like what I mean is like, I just really like Alberta. Like Calgary, I'm from Edmonton. I love Calgary. And it's supposed to be a rivalry. And I'm like, no, Calgary's really nice.
Mm.
And Edmonton's like, I just love the province so much. So
that's so cool.
Yeah.
Why? Because you're a guy who, like, I can ask why too, because you're traveled.
I've been to 25 countries.
I know. So, like, I'm interested to hear this response. What is it about Alberta that, like, just gets you?
Well, I like how we're sort of picked on, which gives us a reason to bond. There's one time I was in Peru, and me and my wife at the time were hanging out with this guy. And we're just traveling together for a few days. And then he's like, we're Canadian. He's from Montreal. We're from Edmonton. And he found out we're from Edmonton and he like got disgusted. He's like, oh, I didn't think you guys would be from Edmonton. And we're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, Edmonton is so bad. I'm like, have you ever been? He's like, no, but like, why would I ever go?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, and then as I traveled, if I said I was from Alberta to another Canadian, it instantly gave a little bit of like a, oh, you're Albertan.
Right.
And then so it made me realize, I'm like, oh, people just like earlier we were saying about Fort Mac.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you're going to hear the stereotypes of how shitty Alberta is. But then when you get there, you're like, oh God, the people are amazing, the culture's great, the landscape is like unheard of, like Rocky Mountains to prairies to the foothills, and it's like, it's amazing. And like with whatever rhetoric is going on, I'm just gonna ride the Alberta ship till the end.
Yeah, I don't get it, man. Because I'm born and raised Fort Mac, Alberta, like, and we have a dope province, like everything's so cool. And like, I'm like yourself, I like to travel, and when you tell people you're from Alberta, like, oh, especially when I go to Ontario, oh my goodness. And they're like, oh, I didn't think you'd be like this from Alberta. I'm like, be like what? Like, what do you guys think is out here? I don't know, man. But so you're Alberta, that's nice.
Yeah, and I love it. And I like Fort Mac's great, Grand Prairie's great, Calgary, everything, like, and but I do like traveling outside of Alberta, because like I like to see around. But like, I call Alberta home. Yeah. I really do love it here.
That's really
And that's
cool.
why I want to build like the business here. Mm-hmm. It's like, I want to really establish like we're Alberta, like, because there's, and if I just focus on Alberta only, I'm happy.
Yeah.
If I don't make it outside to Saskatchewan or Ontario, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Because like, it's really like, you know, we gotta, you know, stick together as a crew.
Yeah, that's so cool, especially because you do travel so much, so you do have a very unique perspective that a lot don't. I know a lot of people that I talk to that are super patriotic. A lot of times they are patriotic and they're in their place.
Yeah,
but you are like, you, I think, might be the most traveled person I know, and I know a lot of people. So I want to jump into that for a second. Where did that bug come from?
Well, it was like I was young and dumb and had a bunch of money for a house, down payment, and then we just had this crazy idea. It's like, hey, instead of buying a house, let's travel to Europe. So we did. We took whatever, I think, 20 grand.
Yeah.
Maybe actually no, it was a little less. It was 15 grand.
Yeah.
And we bought a ticket to Europe with the Eurorail pass.
Yeah.
And then after doing 13 countries in Europe on a tour. We were like, oh, this is hooked. So I've been to Europe, Asia, South America a few times each.
Yeah, that's so interesting. And now, as you are aging, how are those trips changing for you?
Aging with kids.
There you go, okay.
So we're planning to do Australia with the kids next year.
Fantastic. So is this based around their schooling, spring break? Like, how are you coordinating this?
Well, one thing I've realized is that schooling is great, but like, if you pull them out, they're not gonna lose a lot in elementary.
Okay. So there's some teachers that are gonna yell at you, but hey, I like where you're coming from. I agree, in regards to, and both you and your wife are more than able to educate your kids and keep them up to snuff on anything they're missing back home. So let's put that as a disclaimer for
you. Absolutely. It's not like it's like they're not learning anything in school. But I do think it's like, you know, when they're in grade 3 and grade 1, we can pull them out for a month.
Yeah.
Get them to read every day and do their math. And they'll probably be okay.
Yeah. I love it. Hey. There's no right or wrong, and my parents are on that same wavelength. We used to travel all the time. My wife will tell you they should have kept me in school, but
well, look where you are.
Look where I am now, exactly. So, no, that's dope, and especially, like, it's the one thing I will say about me, and I am blessed because my parents did this, is travel with me at a young age.
Yeah.
It leaves an imprint on you. It really does, and it allows you to look at the world differently and gives you a perspective.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
About quenching your ugly thirst.